I was going to, years ago, live it up. And then when I get old, 50 or something, I'll become good. Do you know, I was waiting for that remark, and I thank you that it came from you. The voice of experience. The parable. Now, a talent, when we talk in biblical terms of a talent, we need to know what this is. Literally, it was a unit of silver of some 21 and a half, slightly over, kilogram of silver, which was in excess of 18 years of wages. But of course, in this parable, it has a wider application. After all, it is a parable. So, let's have a look at the parable, as he puts it to them. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. That little bit for the kingdom of heaven has been added by the writer. That's perfectly all right, because it's in the context of the kingdom of heaven to come. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. Have a look at this. Who called his servants and delivered his goods to them. Which goods did he deliver to them? Which goods did he deliver to them? Which goods did he deliver to them? His goods. I just told you how much the talent was. 18 years of wages. How many people would you trust with all your money? Well, how much money do you have? I'll trust anybody with my money. I haven't got any. He delivered, this is a key word. He delivered his goods to his own servants. Okay. And to one he gave 5 talents. That is 90 years of wages. To another one he gave 2. That's 36. I mean, I worked it out. And to another one he gave 1. Now you and I must find out why there are different amounts. And he explains. And we must bear in mind that which he gave to them were his goods. Are we with this? Absolutely. Now, to each according to his own ability. Now, there you have the answer. The one who got the 5 had the capacity to deal with the 5 talents. The one who was given the 2 also had the capacity to deal, but only with 2 talents. And the one that was given the 1 talent had the capacity for dealing with how much? 1 talent. He wouldn't have given it to him if he didn't have the capacity. By the way, the one that was given the 5 took the 5. The one that was given the 2 took the 2. The one that was given the 1 took the 1. And they all understand what they were to do with him. And they all understand to whom it belonged. Whose goods were they? His goods. His goods. Now, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Now, who is that man that goes on a journey? Oh, absolutely, it is Jesus. He is now entrusting his disciples with what goods? His goods. And by extension, we are disciples, right? For better or for worse, we are his disciples. We may not be the role models we should be, but we are we not? We are his disciples. And we are dealing with whose goods? Okay. Now, to to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Now, then he who had the 5 talents went and traded with them. He used them. He used them. Then he who had, he made another 5 talents, he was doing very well. It was proven that the master made a correct decision by giving the 5 talents to the one who received the 5 talents. Wouldn't you, he knew his servants, didn't he? Yeah, it's good, isn't it? You see, you look at number 2, likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. In other words, he knew he could do it. Now, I know you know the story. But here we have a problem. But he who had received and accepted, by the way, 1 talent, went and dug in the ground. Why did he dug in the ground? To hide it. He hid his Lord's money. The talent that belonged really to his Lord, he put it in the ground. Well, what will it do in the ground? You can water it, but it doesn't going to do. You ever saw that little commercial of that little boy who looked at his dad with the big Mercedes, and he got this little Mercedes, and he put it in the ground, and he put some water on it every morning. And he couldn't understand why it didn't turn into a big one. My son, I have to tell you this story. This is a true story. My son, at one stage, he said to me at the age of 18, he said, "I've got no money." I said, "That's not a problem." He said, "Oh, that's good." I said, "Next Sunday, I'm going to go to a nursery and I want you to come with me." "Oh, yeah, why?" I said, "Right at the back of that nursery, they've got money trees, but you got to give it water every day." He never asked me for money anymore. So there's a way of curing that part. Okay. Now, clearly, we are not just talking about money. It's a parable. Now, I want to know from you, what do you understand a talent to be? I'll take it right on board. A spiritual, and we come back to that. Spiritual gift. Huh? I like that. Ability. Ability. I want only brief answers.
Also, the word which you gave to us to share.
Yeah. That comes, yeah. Good point. So, we have abilities. We have... Oh, yeah. That's the big one. That's the big one. Now, I want you... Spiritual gifts. The story here deals with talents. Now, if you have an ability, and you turn it into service for mankind, if you turn it into service for him, the master, if you surrender that capacity, that ability, that talent to him, and by the way, self must be laid on the altar as well. It won't work otherwise. Whatever you dedicate to him, whatever capacity, self must be put on the altar as well. Okay. Then he accepts it, he multiplies it, he sanctifies it, and it becomes a spiritual gift. Get it? As he returns that improved gift. But here we are. And I don't know what you think of yourself sometimes. You say, "Well, what talent do I have?" I can't sing. I can't sing like those people here. I can't. I talk a bit, that's true. Too much, he says. It's not here. But sometimes, and I look at an iPhone, and it's just a mystery to me. And I feel stupid. Because you can give it to a kid, and they know what they're doing. I look at myself, and I think I'm getting old. And I know you say that's not true, and you're probably right. But sometimes I think I am not very clever. You ever sit down and say to yourself, I'm not a millionaire. I don't want to be anyway. Most millionaires I know are miserable people. So then you say to yourself, what am I good at? And then I start to study the parable of the talents. Stop worrying about what you're good at. There is not a single person in this auditorium that has not received a talent. In fact, I'm going to put to you that all of you have received multiple talents. I'm going to convince you of that. And then I'm going to convince you that you are accountable. That's the part you might not like to hear, but I know you'll be blessed if you listen. Because Jesus made this parable in the context of his second coming as to how he should find you acting, living, being busy. To what? Yeah. He hid his Lord's money. He wasn't going to do anything with it, yet he accepted it. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. There is one thing about God. Whether you believe in him or not, God will settle his accounts. He settles all accounts. He does. Now, it may be a long time away, but he will settle his accounts. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came, settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents. Now, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. You did it. You gave me the opportunity. What I had, you gave me. It was yours. Because he delivered unto them what goods? His goods. We talked in the Sabbath school, right? He created, so that makes him an owner. And he redeemed. He's twice the owner of everything there is. Every single person in this auditorium belongs to him. You may say, I may not want to. Well, bad luck. You do. You do. Everything you have is his. It's not yours. He has delivered whose goods to you? His goods. Saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. And he says, look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. Who gained more talents? Oh, yes, he did. He did. But what did he do with them? No, he gave them to the master. It was in the master's service. You know why? Without the first 5 talents, he would have never made the extra 5. Get it? Here is something that struck me again when I looked at this parable. It's not about getting another 5 talents. The master gave 2 reasons for entrusting these servants. He gave 2 reasons. Yes, 1, to increase his holdings. That is true. It had to bear fruit. But the other one is the one I really want to look at. He really, really was after 1 thing. It wasn't the 5 talents, because when you look at this, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. He's a good and faithful servant. You were faithful over what? A few things. I will make you. He is looking for who can be a ruler over many things. So he gives them a few things first. And if they are faithful, then he will give them more.
Looking for loyal.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. You see, I meet people who sometimes you can't help but feeling who would say, oh, if I could do this, if I was given the opportunity for that, I would. No, they wouldn't. If God didn't give it to them. But the thing that I normally put to people here and myself is this. With that which God has given me, and we're going to talk about this, have I been good and faithful? You got to stop worrying whether God has given you the talents. What you've got to realize, He has given you talents. He has given you goods. And we'll put a few on the board. Have you been good and faithful with them? You understand? And if He did not entrust you with more, for what reason then didn't He burden you with more? Start thinking. Stay with me. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. What is the joy here of the Lord? What is it? No. I will make you ruler over many things. So you have served me in a few things. Now you're going to serve me in many things. And if that is what you're good at, if that is what you want to do, you enter the joy of your Lord. I think we got the wrong picture of heaven. Did you get that? I think we have the wrong picture of heaven. We think heaven is a club mat, you know, more sophisticated, more all for free, of course. I want you to understand something. Heaven, I got to get this off the... Heaven is a condition where you serve Him in many things. Are you understanding this? This is the key. Heaven is serving Him in many things. And you can have a bit of heaven on earth already. Do you understand? Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, he who also received 2 talents came and he said the same thing. Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more besides them. Now have a look at the reply. The reply is no different. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Again, over a few things, over many things, I will make it exactly the same. And he's also invited to enter the joy of his Lord. Why? Because that is his joy. Why do you want to go to heaven? Don't tell me you don't want to go to hell. Okay, that's all right. I'm just saying. Why do we want to go to heaven? I used to paint the picture in my mind. You know, there's a Jesus says, and I will build a mansion. You know, I only got a 2-bedroom unit, a mansion, that'd be very nice. And I think beautiful gardens, beautiful this, and maybe angels all around you. Heaven isn't like that. Maybe it is, but that is not heaven. Heaven is. I got to tell you this. Heaven is the best attempt you will be given to pay him back. I don't know whether you grasp what I'm saying. Have you ever wanted to pay the man of Calvary back? And you know you can't. It was too big. You understand that? Heaven is when he takes you and he says, I want you to do more. There is an eternity. There is an eternity. There are worlds that we have never seen. We don't even know. And they want to hear from you what it is like to be redeemed. Only you can tell them. Only you have stood beside the grave of a loved one. Only you have. Angels haven't. Other worlds have never gone through that experience. But you have. Do you understand? There is a master plan, what he has in mind for us. And it's not sitting in the comfortable chair, my friends, my brothers and my sisters. It is in service. We are redeemed for service now, and we are redeemed for service then. That's the point. That's heaven. Then he who had received the one talent came, and he said this. And you know, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow. There's a parallelism here. He said, I knew you to be a hard man, you know, reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where you have not scattered seed. Same, it's a parallelism. What was different between the first two and this one? The last one. What was it? Oh, dear, my sister. He was useless. He was hopeless.
He didn't realize his responsibility.
Didn't realize his responsibility. Just a few quick thoughts, very quick thoughts. I'm interested. Sure. Sorry? Oh, sister, that is beautiful. You hit it right on the head. That's it. He had the wrong idea about his master. He didn't love his master. No. But the other two did. They were grateful. They thought it was a wonderful opportunity. A wonderful opportunity to do something for the master. They appreciated the talents and they used them. And they thought it was a joy. And then they get more joy because they will enter into life eternal where they do a lot more of it. Hey, let me explain something. You guys sing, right? Right. You know what you're going to do on the other side? Oh, yes, you better believe it. Man, you'll be singing. And you won't know. You'll be so good. They want to hear you sing. They do. My friend up there plays the piano. Stan. Like I've never heard anybody else play the piano. Mate, you get there, you play the piano. And you'll never get sick of it either. Do you understand this? Whatever it is, what you do now in his service, that is, I'll come back to that statement. But he had the wrong idea about his master. He didn't know his master. He was afraid of his master. You understand? He was afraid. I went and hid your talent in the ground, just in case I would lose it, trading it. Because I'll get the blame, and even if I made a profit, you want it anyway. Are you getting the picture here? Yes. And say, look, what is yours? Here it is. In other words, he knew it was his master's. He knew that. That was not the problem. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I have not sown. Now, that is a false statement, but he said, look, if that is true, even if that were true, even if I was a person like that, and I gather where I have not scattered seed, well, at least you could have been smart. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. Not one of the big four banks, because they don't pay enough. And at my coming, I would have received back my own interest. He had no love for his master. He had no gratitude for the talent that was given. He had no motivation for service. Are you with me here? He had no motivation for service. The talent was taken from him. Give it to him. He has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. Why? Because it is his delight to serve his master. And so it is. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And it will. Use it or... and cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. He is outside the kingdom. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's an expression for a place where you have the most profound regret of your attitude and your life on this planet. But it's too late. Are you with me? That's it, that's it, that's it. Now, let's look at this. Some of the statements of Christ object lessons. I love that book. It is so good. You should read that. Some of the statements here are straight from there. What's therefore, for you do not know the hour when the Son of Man comes. That is what Jesus said, Matthew 24. And then he tells, amongst other parables, he tells this parable of the talents. What does it mean to what? Well, this is it. All men are God's property, and therefore all that man possesses are God's property. You understand that? Okay, let's look at a few things. We are redeemed for service. No question about it. That's what he says. Because we have to be found in service. We are redeemed for service. All have talents. There's no exception here. You all have mental faculties. You do. Maybe you're more clever than you think you are. You have mental faculties that you can use, that you can develop. You can study. You can learn. You can apply. You can help. You can assist. You can do things. Speech. You've all got a capacity here of speech. Do you know we have to give an account of every word that we say? There's a couple of words I've... Sorry, but there is forgiveness, you understand that. But you know, what you say is so important. The influence we can have on people, we often underestimate the influence that we can have on others. You can be an encouragement, a support. And you have to be, you have to be. Health, has God given you health? Well, you say, I've got a few aches and pains, so do I. Once you get over 40, that's when it happens. But health, here we are, you have health. There are things that you're able to do, but not just for yourself. Money. Now, you may not have a lot, but you know we are accountable for money, how we spend it. Because how we spend it reflects how we think. Okay? That's true. This is the biggest one. Time. And you all have that. We all have that in common. Time. Of one talent, he will want an account to most of, we're told, by this author of Christ's object lesson. She says, it'll be time. What are you doing with your time? Did you redeem the time? Did you? Now, I stand here before you, and I can tell you that I have wasted a lot of time in my life. And I wish, not all of it, come on, I know it's not that bad. I can't turn the clock back. I can't do that. I wish I could, and I do it differently. But I can't turn the clock back. But I know the importance of time. The good that might have done had I been more diligent in earlier years with the time that he gave me as a talent. It was his time. It wasn't my time. I made a big mistake. It wasn't my time. It was his time. I know that now. Do you understand that? Okay, okay. Now, talents are returnable. They have to be returned. The work done reveals the character of the worker. It's your character that you take from this world to the next, folks. It's your character. That's the only thing you take with you from this world into the next. It is your character. It has to be formed here, not on the other side. Please, your character has to be formed here. Is everybody fully aware of that? The work done reveals the character of the worker. There could have been no gain without the deposit. He gave you the talents. He gave you the opportunities. He gave you what we listed right here. And they aren't necessarily a spiritual gift. But time may not be a spiritual gift, but it is a talent. He gave you the time. You will have to give an account of the time. No gain without the deposit. The capital is his, the improvement is his. When you bring others to Christ, he's only using you. That's all. Well, he is, because what he does, he works through human instrumentality. We're commissioned to encourage each other, to find him, to seek him, to obey him, to follow him, to love him. That's what we are asked to do. But we're only instruments. I can't convict anybody. I learned that a long time ago. I can share. But if I don't share, how are they going to be convicted? That's the point, isn't it? That's the point. And so the capital is his, the improvement is his. The question that most concerns is not how much have I received, but what am I doing with that which I have received? That should be a question as you walk out from here. Yeah? True? All his biddings are enablings. What am I doing with that which I have? And all his biddings are enablings. God will ask nothing of you you cannot do. 5 talents went to the one who had the capacity for the 5 talents. The 2 talents went to the one who had the capacity for the 2 talents. The one who had the 1 talent was never asked to deal with the 5 or the 2. Yeah? That's true. Okay. It is the faithfulness, the loyalty to God that wins divine approval. Not how many you brought to Christ. Be nice if it was many, sure. But have you been faithful in all your time and all that you have, all your knowledge? Did you share? Did you bring them? This is the question. We shall be judged by what we ought to have done. Oh, I hate statements like that. Whenever I saw that, it's in page 362. I wish I didn't read that. We will be judged by what we ought to have done. Yes, that's what it says. He who refuses to impart that which he has received will at last find that he or she has nothing to give. In the spiritual world, use it or lose it. I know people who go to church for decades. They never participate. They never share in an outreach program. They ultimately stop going to church. Unless they can fool themselves in believing by just attending church, tithing, and all the other things that you should do, just to fool themselves, make themselves believe by just keeping your nose clean and doing the right thing, whatever it is, you can make it to the other side. No, you can't. That's the message this afternoon. He said what? He said, watch. What is watching? It's service, isn't it? If he does not find you in service, you may not be saved. Whew, you wouldn't want to preach it like that every day, would you? But it's not my fault, the Bible teaches it. No, I'm only telling you what it says. Jesus said that. Jesus said this. Let's face it, folks, we've got to be deadly honest here. Just being a Christian, whatever that involves. No, I'm serious. Just being, keeping the rules and the regulations of regular standing. I mean, I like that expression of regular standing. Good and regular standing is not enough. You have to serve. We have to be in service. Your salvation is determined whether or not when he's coming you are in service. Are you with me? Because that's the parable. That's the parable. He who refuses, or she who refuses to impart that which he or she has received, will at last find that he or she has nothing to give. They receive the same condemnation. The one that put the talent in the ground received the same condemnation as all the wicked. Because not to be saved means to be lost. To be almost saved, you are still totally lost. No. That's all right. Hold it. Are you with me here? If Jesus cannot confess you before his Father, listen carefully. You and I can be saved only if Jesus takes our case. Is that correct? Are we all in agreement to that? But he cannot confess you before his Father if you break this rule. Because that slothful servant, the one who did not comply, tells us that you can't be saved if you don't want to serve him. Let me explain to you why. I've thought about this. Listen. There's forgiveness for every person here. There's forgiveness. We forgive him. We repent, we're forgiven. Okay? It's true? Because what Jesus suffered there is so beyond that which we have acted out in misdemeanor. He is so much bigger than our guilt. He forgives. Please, he forgives. If he wouldn't forgive, I wouldn't be standing here. I'd be wasting your time and my time. And so, there is forgiveness. But I know this, that the love that he has demonstrated for me, for you, for all of us, must be responded to. How can heaven be heaven to you if you don't want to serve him here? Do you understand what I'm trying to say this afternoon? He is calling every one of you here for service. He says, come and work with me. Work with me. Let's go into the vineyard. Come with me. Work with me, and I'll give you so much to do. The absolute joy to be on the other side, to visit these other civilizations we don't even know about. I'll be talking my head off, I hope. I hope I'm allowed. You'll be singing. Get serious more. You'll be singing. You'll be doing things. Whatever you do now, you will be doing it. Do you understand? That is absolutely true. The Lord has a great work to be done. And he will bequeath, and there you have it. I'm going to stop with this. He will bequeath the most in the future life to those who do the most faithful, willing service in the present life. You like that? If you serve him, and service to him is in many different ways. Be part of this church. Be part with the outreach. Be part in everything that we do and should stand for. Be kind to each other. Be good to each other. Be forbearing to one and another. If he is forbearing to you, you ought to be to one and another. We've got to do this because you don't have an option. Jesus is coming soon. And he must find us watching. And watching is service. We have a special item.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Never said you only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain. He only promised a heart full of singing about the very things.
Father, here we are this afternoon, and yes, there are shattered dreams and there are hurts and pains and shortcomings. And man, when we think back of our life, the times that we let you down, that we did it wrong, that self came to the foreground, how ordinary and common we can be, and we carry your name. And so we put it before you, we confess that we fall short, we confess that we are incapable. And yet, that is the light that shines forth. There's that warming embrace that we know from time to time, as it holds us, draws us to you, to your light, to your will, to your way. We give it all to Jesus, what we've done wrong. He's taken it already anyway. All we want is a clean start. All we want really is to be right with you. What we want, what we really want as we walk out of here, what we really want is to serve you. We want to watch. We want to watch when he comes, when he physically arrives. We want to be found watching, service, serving. Lord, you can use us. Please use us in whatever capacity you want us to work for you. Help us to work together, shoulder to shoulder, mind to mind, in prayer, in work, that we may reach the people of this city, because time is running out and we know it. Bless us, that the sweetness of this afternoon may be with us throughout the week. The subduing love of Jesus towards one and another and to others. We thank you for being our God. And we thank you, Jesus, for taking all our trouble. We thank you for your goodness. You are our best friend. And we thank you for that. Amen.